This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is getting stupider and stupider. Okay. Apparently, a driver sideswipes a Baltimore cop car. Why? Because he was playing Pokemon Go. Are we done with this? Can we say the fad is done? Do we have to still continue to be talking about this? Apparently, Baltimore cops were startled when a quote-unquote absent-minded driver sideswiped their parked cruiser while distracted by Pokemon Go. Body cam footage shows the SUV smashing into the law enforcement vehicle near Patterson Park as at least three officers were, sitting in the car, eating donuts, whatever they do, God bless them, around 3:30 a.m. After the crash, the driver sleepishly revealed the cause of the wreck, flashing what appeared to be Pokemon Go. I thought you could only Pokemon Go walking. And I'm hearing more and more people are getting to accidents driving while Pokemon going. This is stupid. He goes, that's what I get for playing this dumb blank game. So the stunned passenger inside the SUV poked his head out the window to apologize to an officer who obviously rushed to the crash site. Are you okay? No one was inside the police vehicle during the collision, thank God. The officer responded. It's unclear if any of the SUV passengers were hurt. Police released a video as a warning to Pokemon Go players who have been driving and using their cell phones. Okay, this is really getting bad. Okay, I understand it was being marketed. I think their stocks like went up, like just shot through the roof. So I understand how I get now. Okay, we're getting off our butts. So Pokemon Go is supposed to be a game where you're actually getting exercise. So the whole obesity epidemic in America will be cured if we play games like Pokemon Go, which I think is crock. You know, whatever, but anyway. But, I mean, if people are driving while playing this, the problem is we get addicted. We get addicted. You know, we're going to be talking about heroin in a little bit and, you know, why it's so addictive. In fact, there's a very interesting article. The real reason that so many more Americans are using heroin, it's a kind of an interesting take on this. But, you know, people want to be addicted to something. People want to be crazed. Whether it's Pokemon Go, whether it's drugs. I mean, I'm sitting there counting the days till football season. Why? I don't play football. I don't bet on most of the games. Why? Because I like the frenzy. I like being a Cowboys fan. Leave it alone, leave it alone. Of course I love the Cowboys. Leave it alone. Cowboys fan. I love being a Cowboy fan. I love making other people feel bad, you know, when they lose to us. If they lose to us, I know we need a good season. We will. We got the best offense. We have got the best offense. So as long as everybody's, you know, not injured and they show up and they do what they're supposed to do, I think it's going to be amazing. I just hope our, you know, defense cranks it up a little bit too. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But, you know, we love, you know, to be in a frenzy. I mean, I know there's some of you out there that are Dr. Dahlia Show fans, right? So I got, you know, here comes Dr. I'm like, I love that. Okay, I think that's great. You know, and so I think people want to be excited about something. People want to have a, I think another thing is maybe people want to have a vice. All right, people want to say there's something, I guess, askew with them, okay? And since a lot of us don't do drugs, and, you know, a lot of us, you know, stay, you know, married and monogamous to our spouses, okay, what else could we do that seems like we're splurging, all right? Well, we get that by a high of being addicted to something. You know, like, oh, I can't wait for the next video game to come out, or I can't wait for the next Bourne movie, or I can't wait. And we do this all the time. You know, I grew up in a family where we didn't really watch sports. And, you know, the idea was, why are we wasting time and energy on something that doesn't really affect us? And, you know, even though individually I think we were excited about certain games, we just didn't sit there and watch sports. And it wasn't until I moved out and I was just glued to the TV. And, of course, it depended on, of course, who I was dating, whose team I officially liked and loved. But I really got behind the Cowboys very, very early on. And so, anyway, that's not here nor there. So, you know, we have people now that here's a video game. And everybody plays it, so they want to look like they're part of the team. They want to look like they're part of the group. They want to look like they're part of the frenzy. Why? Because in history, when you say, yeah, I'm the one that, you know, voted for the first woman president or the first black president, or I played the biggest video game yet, or, you know, I voted for Trump, people want to say they were a part of a historical era. And if Pokemon Go earns that title of being historical, I think we're screwed, okay? I think we're really, really screwed. So, everybody, just kind of take it slow, all right? Don't be driving while playing the game. You know, if you're going to get excited about anything, get excited about the Cowboys, right? Or get excited about my show, that's fine. Get excited about exercise, you can do that, okay? People always say, oh, I'm an exercise fanatic. Oh, I'm a health food fanatic. I mean, I exercise every day. I wouldn't call myself a fanatic, and I'm definitely not a health food addict. I'm more of a carb addict. I am more of a, you know, chocolate, candy bar addict, addict. Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, if I had an addict, they'd be full of those. All right, so get a clue, people. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We lost Gary Marshall. Gary Marshall, many of you remember his sister Laverne, right? Was it his younger sister? All right. And many of you remember him as an actor. He created Pretty Woman, Princess Diaries, Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Mork and Mindy, and a very, very talented man. From what we understand, he had suffered from a stroke, and he had died now of complications of pneumonia following the stroke. Very multi-talented. Hollywood has lost a legend. But one thing that I find, again, fascinating is he passed at 81. Our life expectancy for men is increasing. Now, I think still 81 is young. I you know, he still probably could have had another decade or two, to, you know, based on today's modern medicine. But our life expectancy is increasing, right? So we're doing something right. We lost the legend Gary Marshall. May you rest in peace. Don't go away. We'll be right back. An outbreak affects the Republican National Convention. What's going on over there? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I watched a little bit of the Republican National Convention yesterday. I thought Donald Trump Jr. did a great job. Very well spoken. Pundits were talking about how, you know, he could, you know, possibly run for office himself. You know, it's interesting. You know, most of what we know about the kids, you know, we tried to pick up from Celebrity Apprentice. And I did. I watched Celebrity Apprentice. It wasn't my favorite show. I liked Apprentice better, where you know, you had to see the business ideas and you had to see. Once it was Celebrity Apprentice, I didn't like it that much because it was just, you know, which celebrities could get more donations, you know. And I thought it was cool that Arsenio Hall called Eddie Murphy and that kind of thing, but I would have just liked to, You know, I would have liked to, you know, see the creativity that we saw in the earlier seasons. That's just me. So, you know, you saw Donald Trump Jr. and you saw Ivanka and, you know, you're like, okay, well, you know, the kids seem nice and, you know, you think they're, not really big with personality. So it was a big surprise to hear Donald Trump Jr. speak like he did. And, he did well. A little goof with the teleprompter, but who cares? It happens. Very good speech, very heartfelt, and so, you know, pretty impressive. I say that about any good speech. I tell you, you know, seeing Bill Clinton speak at the 2008 and then the 2012 convention, pretty impressive. So I'm kind of looking forward to the Democratic convention as well, because, you know, I just like watching Bill Clinton speak. I just do. Ben Carson, Dr. Carson spoke. He was very, very well, versed. The only thing is that I think that might have been just a touch of a misstep is, the crowd really liked him. So when he got on stage, he was getting a standing ovation. And then he kind of stopped them, saying, you know, don't eat into my time. I know he was joking, but, I would have built on the momentum. You know, I mean, one thing about public speaking, and I think Dr. Ben Carson is a very intelligent man, and, you know, separating conjoined twins, I mean, he had to have been one of the smartest in his medical school class, okay? I don't think I could have ever become a neurosurgeon, not with my aptitude. But I would have, you know, from a public speaking suggestion, I would have, you know, as people are screaming and like, yeah, let's do this. I would have just taken that momentum. And I think, by the way, for those of you guys who make speeches, and I give a lot of advice on how to make a speech, and even though I seem to fumble a lot on the show, I can speak, okay? I can speak. Anyway, I can speak. I speak a lot. I mean, speak well. I'm not saying I can speak well, but I can speak. And so, you know, one thing that you want to do is whenever you get an applause, you want to turn that momentum. You want to use that energy and catapult it. And so his entrance was supercharged. And I think a big mistake a lot of public speakers do is they have their speech ready. And they practice their speech. They get, you know, so nervous about their speech that they need the room quiet again, all right, so that they could get their bearings and start their speech. And what I think many people who, you know, get up on stage need to do is assume, I mean, be prepared for either scenario. One is a very quiet room with you walking on the stage, which should not happen with Dr. Ben Carson. It would happen with me. You know, but not with Dr. Ben Carson. So then what he should do is he should write a speech planning, boom, this roar that you get. So same thing. If any of you are, let's say, following somebody, okay, who's a brilliant speaker. In fact, I got to speak to a bunch of 12-year-olds. I'm really excited about this in Camp Med. And I follow a very good speaker. And I follow she's hard to follow. She's Dean Atkinson. She's a great dean. So I have to follow her. I couldn't follow my Dean Doherty either. I mean, you know, he's a good guy, very, very empowering, very, fluent, very, you know, very, you know, they're both excellent speakers. So for me to come out after that, what I have to do is I have to prepare for what the audience is going to be doing. So same thing, you know, sometimes I speak to second graders. So I have to expect, you know, what if we have kids picking their nose? Well, you know, I'm going to probably talk about boogers. So you want to know your audience. So anytime, I'm going to tell you right now, anytime somebody introduces you and there's going to be a roar, use that roar and go, you know, let me hear it, guys. You know, and not for me. Let's hear it for, you know, our country. Let's hear whatever, you know, the hell politicians say and go with it. So that would just be my one suggestion. Well, I also have another suggestion. If anybody has norovirus, tell them to stay home. Up to a dozen California GOP staffers have been quarantined at the Republic in National Convention following a virus outbreak. According to Pete Shade, the Erie County Health Commissioner, told the LA Times, it looks like norovirus. As soon as we know a little bit more about what we're dealing with for sure, we'll have a better way of dealing with future precautions. The outbreak is believed to have been brought by the convention by an infant who was traveling with a staff member. So symptoms include vomiting, nausea, fever, diarrhea, body aches, and it could actually kill, especially causing the severe dehydration. This is according to the CDC. And many of you guys are like, you know, norovirus, don't they get that on cruise ships? Yep. I mean, you could get it when you unfortunately are in close quarters there's a lot of traffic, okay, and not a lot of people being the most sanitary. They said employees were seen using little bottles of hand sanitizer when things kicked off over the weekend. And then by Monday, they say large towers of the hand sanitizer have been placed throughout the section where the delegation was staying at the California Hotel. So an outbreak, I'm sure, you know, people on the other side are, you know, kind of excited and giddy about this. But nothing to be giddy about, all right? Norovirus, very, very easy to spread. It's one of the most common causes of illness from contaminated food. They say it causes 21 million illnesses, 71,000 hospitalizations, and 800 deaths every single year. It is estimated that every person will contract the disease about 5 times in his or her lifetime. I have no idea what sort of gastrointestinal bug I've had in the past, but I'm going to tell you right now, every time I get a gastrointestinal bug and I am writhing in pain with the cramps and I am diarrheaing every ounce of fluid out my body, I got to tell you, man, you feel like death is going to hit you. So this is nothing I would wish on anybody. So we talked about the hand sanitizer, so the RNC is appears to be on top of it. They say an estimated 2,400 delegates are expected to attend the RNC this week, with about 50,000 people visiting Cleveland during the event. All right, so I think, I hope this Melania crib speech gate is over. Like I said yesterday, I don't know how people think that speeches get plagiarized, because everybody seems to say the same thing over and over and over again. There's videos of Obama's quote-unquote plagiarism, and either speech writers are very, very lazy, or I guess it's a compliment. I didn't make a big deal when, you know, President Obama did it. Shouldn't make a big deal with Melania Trump. We got bigger things to fry. We got bigger bigger fish to fry. But I gotta tell you something. One thing I find very, very interesting is if so many politicians on both sides have had instances where their speeches were plagiarized. And now everybody's saying Melania wrote her own speech. I'm sure people help, all right? But I watch Veep. Veep is a great TV show. Oh my gosh, it's hilarious. And I mean, the guy that plays the speech writer, I mean, you know, they make him look like a doofus, but he's a smart guy. I mean, obviously, if you're writing the speeches for the president. But, you know, you see how there could be room for error. And I am wondering, I mean, if anybody gets the opportunity to write a speech that is going to be spoken, okay, too, right, at either a Democratic National Convention or Republican National Convention, don't you think you want to make that good? Don't you think you want to make it your own? And so when you see all these different, quote-unquote, political examples of plagiarism, the only thing I could think of is how lazy are some of these speechwriters? I mean, what the heck? If that's their one job to do, the campaign manager usually doesn't make the speech. Now, a lot of politicians say, look, I write my own speech. Like Chris Christie, he said he wrote his own speech yesterday. Well, if he was a federal prosecutor, I mean, obviously he knows how to write. You know, but somebody like me, I mean, I know how to write, and I don't really write my own speeches. I ad-lib all the time. I never have a speech written. I mean, I got some notes on what I'm going to say, but anytime I do a bid or anytime I perform or anytime I do a show I just ad-lib it, because it has to come from the heart. It has to have that spontaneity. Anytime I try to use something that was written down, it just doesn't sound spontaneous for me. It just doesn't. I know many of you are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, I really would like you to actually maybe, you know, write a script for your show. Maybe it'll sound better. No, okay, not going to happen. This is me, okay? I'm very off the cuff. You have one job to do, and you're sitting there writing somebody's speech, and you're going to, you know, copy off of another speech? Right? And now, mind you, I know politicians say the same thing over and over again, okay? Country, freedom, values, America, unite, change. But you could throw some prepositions and some conjunctions and some participles in there that are your own. Come on, people. Quit being lazy. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry about that. I'm scarfing down some breakfast. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, I want to tell you guys the latest of what's going on with Zika and our heroin epidemic. But somebody was ripping on me in an email, so I just have to address it really quickly. Because anytime somebody rips on me, I want to deal with it head on. All right. Ryan writes, Doctor, I'm surprised to find you watching the GOP appealing. It's a group of angry men calling Hillary Lucifer. I would think you would not cater to such a disgusting display. Okay, so somebody's mad that I watched the GOP convention yesterday, like I'm going to be watching the Democratic convention. I'm in the media. I have to watch it. Okay? And I never said it was appealing. The only thing I said is I thought Donald Trump Jr. did a good job. Okay? I happen to find these things pretty boring. But remember, I'm in the media. I mean, I, of course I'm going to be watching these things. Okay? I mean, you know. And did I find any of the speeches entertaining? I thought Chris Christie's speech was entertaining. But I got to tell you guys something. Okay, I do think that this campaign is one of the screwiest campaigns I've ever seen. In terms of the way I'm here, I'm just seeing, you know, both sides. And, I do think it's a little ridiculous, you know, starting to call, you know, Hillary Lucifer. And again, I like Ben Carson, but I guess that's what everyone's alluding to in his speech yesterday. Here's the thing. The GOP is in trouble. And you're going to see a lot of panic. And, you know, mind you, trust me, I want Obamacare repeal like I think most of this country. And I think we need change. But after what happened with Hillary and the, FBI and the, saying no, no wrongdoing, basically. And, you know, the attorney general going, I'm just going to go with the FBI. So it doesn't matter about, you know, any of the allegations. I'm, you know, going to follow the FBI's recommendation. And, she has a right to do that. The GOP is looking at this as, whoa. If, you know, somebody like Hillary gets security clearance, if somebody like Hillary could perjure and nothing happens, then she will win the presidency. So you see, I mean, if I had to say what I saw with the convention, I'm seeing a definite focus. The family is focusing on Trump, you know, showing his humanistic side, which I think it's nice to see the kids, you know, talking about their dad. I don't want to hear it the whole time, but it's nice to show that, yeah, you know, he's a loving dad. I think that does add to his appeal. But now, like, you know, Chris Christie, I mean, you know, he got up there and he did a very good job, but, you know, he has a federal prosecutor, and I don't know. I mean, you know, part of me thought, you know, maybe he was auditioning for attorney general, and I think it would be damn good with that. But, you know, he just reiterated all the things that, you know, Hillary had done, and, how did the audience feel? Did, you know, was she guilty or not? This is a big concern because, we have a faith in our system, in our, you know, judicial system and in our government, and we need some consistency. And, you know, I warned you guys about this before. Okay, I don't want to see Hillary fry for something that she didn't do. But if there was something that she did do and there are consequences, whether you're a private or whether you're a civilian or whether you're a secretary of state, I want to see some consistencies in those reprimands or in those courses of action. So if a civilian or a private did what she did with the email server and, you know, lost her security clearance, then Hillary should lose her security clearance too. Yeah, I mean, just some consistency. And when the world saw that, the rules are different for Hillary, and, the left is like, all right, leave it alone, let it slide. The rest of us realized that, Hillary's probably going to become president. And so you are. You're seeing a little bit of panic. And again, this is just a psychological evaluation of what I'm seeing now, you know, with politicians and voters, et cetera. So, this is one of the most interesting campaigns I've ever seen. Wow. So, I'm expecting her to speak very well. I think the Democratic convention is going to be very, energetic. It's going to be very, very uplifting, but, something doesn't seem right. Something seems off. And because of that, it makes people uneasy. And when there's no consistency and there's no predictability and no comprehension of why one thing happens one way and one thing happens another, we start to see some chaos. And that's what I'm concerned about. I am concerned about the chaos that I think is going to, you know, continue to ensue. And so, I don't know what the answer is. And so, yeah, maybe we're going to see, you know, displays. I mean, we're probably going to see a bunch of anti-Trump rhetoric, and I'm bored with that. Honestly, I'm already sick of this election, and it hasn't even really gotten to the meat of it yet. But, I'm here to report what I see. Guys, you can't really judge journalists or people in the media for watching something. I want to see the movie Pets. And I think that's going to be a good movie. And, I judge me any way you like, but, okay, you know, I cannot not see that movie. It's just something I have to do personally and something I have to do professionally. I have to see the movie about pets. Why? Because we talk about pets. All right. Speaking of pets, I don't know if we want to call mosquitoes pets. This is a very, very interesting development here with Florida. It has nothing to do with pets. I apologize. I tried to segue. Florida health officials are investigating the first possible non-travel Zika transmission. All right? The Florida Department of Health said the case was reported in Miami-Dade County and that it was working with the U.S. Centers of Disease Control and Prevention on an epidemiological study. The statement did not specify whether the case was believed to have been transmitted by mosquito bite, sexual contact, or some other means. Officials urged Florida residents to take the proper precautions about protecting themselves from mosquitoes that may have the virus. They say Zika prevention kits and repellent will be available for pickup and distributed in the area under investigation. Mosquito control has already conducted reduction and prevention activities in the area of investigation. Now, again, signs of Zika have been found. Excuse me, in blood, urine, semen, saliva. No evidence yet that the Zika infection in this case was an unusual mutation. But, of course, researchers are all over this, and they are exploring that possibility through genetic analysis. The virus usually causes no symptoms at all. But for some people, it'll be a mild illness. For some people, it'll be body aches, muscle aches, pink eye. And then, unfortunately, if a pregnant woman gets infected, the baby could have microcephaly, small head, and neurological development disorder. Now, what does this mean? Okay, remember, we were behind the curve when it came to Ebola. So, you're going to see us, and, you know, maybe it's a blessing in disguise. You know, you're going to see us now be very proactive when it comes to Zika. Okay, what happened in Brazil and what is continuing to happen in Brazil scares the hell out of us. Okay, we do not want a generation of babies that cannot survive or who cannot develop. I mean, that is very, very scary. And Zika has that potential. How do you control the mosquito? Cuba seems to be on top of it, you know, with defogging and neighborhood water watches to, remove stagnant water. And, you know, the mosquitoes will eventually go somewhere. Cuba hopes out of Cuba. But, you know, I mean, Florida, it's a big state, and, you know, a lot of us have water pools, it's very warm, it gets very muggy, and if we have, if it was just a mosquito bite infection, that's one thing, but then this could also be transmitted through sex. So you could have a countrywide epidemic very easily with this. Now all of a sudden we have a case where there was no sex, no mosquito bite. What the hell is going on here? So they want to make sure we aren't looking at something that's airborne. We want to make sure, you know, look at something that's not oral fecal, which, you know, you get with gastrointestinal, where somebody with Zika who didn't know he had Zika might have been preparing your burger at a fast food joint. Then you eat the burger and you get Zika. These are things they have to look at. But it's concerning. I mean, you know, you hear of cases of people spitting in your food. You know, what if there's, you know, the Zika in the saliva and you now get into your food? So they need to be on top of this. So we'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are grouping together to make National Blood Donation Week, September 4th to September 10th. to raise blood in light of what's happening with Zika, the recent mass casualties, as well as the chronic blood bank shortage. We have blood banks in every single state available to you to host a drive. Make it very simple on you to do. Even if you can't donate blood personally, if you could host a drive and bring others in, you're still saving lives. So please contact us at drdahlia.com if your company or organization wishes to host a drive. And we're going to be putting that location on the website and promote in your local area. It's we all need to group together. And I'm really grateful to United Blood Services, American Red Cross, One Blood, and all the different states involved. This is so badly needed. I'm not sure what's going on. I just got an email that it looks like it has Chinese letters, just edited one of my PowerPoint slides on medical Spanish. And I don't know what they did, but these are slides I use to teach the medical students. And I guess somebody logged on and edited it. I got to figure out how to disable editing. So now I have to make sure. And for the life of me, I'm looking through my slides and I can't see what, I don't know who this person is. I mean, it looks like it, there's a couple Chinese letters and it says edited medical Spanish, which is my medical Spanish PowerPoint. So I'm not really sure what the heck is going on here, but I'm a little nervous because I don't want to be teaching the course. And then all of a sudden there's some cuss words that are, in the, that's very, very frustrating. And I got to figure that out. By the way, I taught my second medical Spanish class yesterday. It was fun. I gotta tell you something, guys. I went to school my whole life. I wanted to be in entertainment. I wanted to be a doctor. I took Spanish in school, and I saw my Spanish teachers. And I always thought, you know, gosh, that'd be cool to be up there, you know, going hola clase, repite, you know, and just kind of go through the, you know, like, oh gosh, you know, that'd be cool. That's something I'm never gonna, you know, be able to do. You know, you go through life and you go, you know, I'll never be able to fly a plane. I did. I flew a plane. It was fascinating. I had to pee, so we had to land it pretty quickly. You know, I never thought I would scuba dive, and I scuba dove. And, you know, yesterday in the middle of working with the class and working with students, even though I've taught medical Spanish before, I had one of those, you know, ah moments where I'm like, I'm actually standing here in front of a class being a Spanish teacher. Teaching Spanish. And, you know, the reason why I'm telling you this, one is because I want to know who the heck is, you know, just now hacking into my PowerPoint slides. So obviously I'm not a very good teacher if I can't protect my slides. But, I mean, you know, life is too short for you to tell yourself, well, you know, that's just not me. I'm never going to be able to do that. I'm never going to be able to lose weight. You know, I'm never going to be able to wear a bikini. I'm never going to be able to record a song. I'm never going to be able to write a book. You know, I sit here and I criticize a lot of the electronic age, and maybe I should, you know, take a step back and say, no, you could write a book now very easily online. You could publish your own website. You could record your own music, record your own song. You could host your own show now online and, you know, be a hell of a lot better than me. Tom, for instance, again, I don't mean to talk about him, but, you know, I haven't, you know, given him crap all show long. But, you know, one thing that I'm really jealous of, because, you know, every now and then I sing, but one thing I always want to do is be in a band and on a regular basis and go up there and perform, you know, and Tom does that. I mean, you're a musician.
I am a musician. That does not mean that I'm in a band. I have not found a drummer that can commit. So any drummers out there...
That's why I'm always in love with the drummers. I've always loved the drummers.
They're always
because they're the ones that are, you know, yeah.
They're the ones that are in, like, 10 different bands, and they're also the ones that you try and tell them something, and they convolute it to the point that you just drop the conversation.
Oh, wow. That's hard. I got to tell you, because you need that drum beat.
No, he
you
just
need
needs,
that percussion.
As long as he plays and he doesn't touch anything tech, like, the joke is... Is it simple enough that the drummer can use it? Then I don't want it.
I know. Yeah. So, but you know what? I mean, but look at you. I mean, did you ever, when you were younger, did you ever see yourself as a musician that was going to be up on stage and, you
I've
know,
never played
women
on stage.
Throwing underwear at you?
Never been on stage. Not for playing my music. I am strictly a studio beast for music. But
I swear
never...
you were playing at a bar on a stage.
Nope. Never played on a bar stage. I work a bunch of bar stages. I am the sound guy who twists knobs to make everybody else sound good. But I personally have never played a show because I don't have a band.
Oh, no. So I just basically messed up my whole point I was making. That you were living your dream,
and I'm
living my
dream.
Well,
to be fair, I am kind of living the dream because, I get paid to mix bands and listen to music and get free drinks. Like, and they pay me for that. How is that bad? I get to go out and have fun with my friends,
cool.
And I get paid for it.
That is.
It's just
and
not enough to
you
live
get
on.
To be, you know, my producer and engineer, which is, I mean, I think people would kill for that.
Yeah, we do have a couple of people that are like, you know what, Tom, you know, you don't have to run Dahlia 5 days a week. You could run her 4 days, 3 days a week. You should share.
I love to be shared. Okay, but that's another point. Okay, but anyway, Tom, thank you though for completely messing up my point, but that's okay. I'm proud of you. No, but you're good. What I'm saying, and I'm going to make a point here very, very soon, is, you know, you don't just wake up one day and go, okay, you know, this is my job, this is all I'm going to do, okay? You know, you have to decide, I'm telling my kids that too, okay? You know, you have to go, you know, and decide, you know, what it is you like, okay? And what are things you want to do in life? Keep in mind, you have to have a job. You have to support yourself, you got to feed your family. And so many times our jobs, like, for example, I love to sing, but you guys have all heard my singing, and there is no way I could feed anybody. In fact, I'm going to have to pay people out in damages for my singing. So, I mean, I just cannot, I will not make money on singing. It just won't happen. And, you know, everybody quotes Mark Twain, you know, if your vacation is your vocation or vice versa. I can't quote him correctly because I don't have a quote in front of me. You know, so a lot of people say, well, that's what I want to do. I want to where, you know, I love music, so that's going to be my vocation. Well, I would love to be, you know, an actress in a Michael Fassbender movie. I would love to do that. I would love to be Britney Spears, okay, where I'm singing, everybody's like, oh, man, Dahlia, you're such a good singer, you know, and you're so sexy. I mean, I would love that. Only very few of us get to do that. And, by the way, it's not all, you know, glory, okay? You know, many people that are on TV and are on stage all the time, there's work for that. You know, there's work. Yeah, you may love to sing, but, you know, once it turns into work, now, for me, radio, I love to talk. So this is a dream job, all right? Does it pay a lot? No. Now, so, I mean, of course, I have to do other things, you know? And luckily, I, you know, love medicine. I love students. I love teaching. I teach at Toro University, so I'm really excited. Although they may not be so excited after they find out what somebody hacked and did with my PowerPoint. But, you know, you have to decide what you like to do. So, you know, if I was growing up, I should have written down all the things I like to do. Instead, I wrote doctor, 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 sing, dance, act. Okay, that was my list. All right, well, I still followed through on that, but kids now have a very, very different environment. And so kids now, rather than becoming a doctor or a pilot or a firefighter or a cop or a lawyer, you know, now they're a little confused, okay? You know, being a cop could mean you're going to get gunned down. Okay, being a doctor means you could be coming home stressed all the time because of all the changes with Obamacare and, you know, pushing you out of practice. If you are a teacher, you're going to be underpaid. I mean, like, you know, in a public school system, underpaid and undertreated. I know, last thing I want to do, I do not want to complain about my teaching position, but still, a lot of teachers out there, they feel underappreciated. And so, you know, what are kids supposed to idolize and aspire to? So what you need to do is you need to sit down, right, and you millennials, kids, any of us, and write down what are the things we've always wanted to do. And then let somebody, you know, help you. Let me show you how you could do that. Hey, okay? I mean, don't go for I want to be famous. Go, I want to write a book.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.